are you, babe? Say, how about... Ouch!
Does that answer your question, buddy?
The Adventures of Maisie, starring Ann Southern. You all remember Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer's famous Maisie pictures. In just a moment, you will hear Maisie in Radio, starring the same glamorous star you all went to see and loved on the screen, Ann Southern. But first, your announcer. Southern as Maisie.
Yep, I'm Maisie, like the man said. Maisie Revere of Brooklyn. I'm in show business, but I can't help it if I always seem to be making a living some less artistic way. Sometimes I'm not sure that show business is a profession. How much talent does it take to get shot out of a cannon into a net? No, this is no business for a person with a queasy stomach or a soft head. Well, at the moment, I'm working for Beatrice Butterfield, Inc. They make all kinds of cosmetics, you know, and have big beauty parlors in all the big cities. Here in New York, Beatrice Butterfield gives exercise and beauty treatments to women who have no willpower of their own. And that's my department. I've been given exercises teaching them how to walk correctly, and also self-defense and judo. I like the job. It paid pretty good, too. Then one day I was chatting with a woman who had just come in to talk about taking a course.
Tell me, Miss DeVere, how is the...
No, it's Miss Revere, as in Paul.
Oh, yeah. tell me, how is the Beatrice Butterfield night cream?
Oh, it's just fine. Which size would you like? We have the 2.5-ounce tube, the 6-ounce jar, the 14-ounce jar, and for desperate cases, we have the economical 31-gallon barrel.
Very amusing. Do you use the night cream yourself?
No.
Have you ever tried it?
Yes, I kept the cream on all one night, but I didn't like it. My face kept slipping off the pillow.
Mm-hmm. Well, how is this wrinkle remover?
Well, I don't know, but... we sell so much of it, I'm beginning to believe that maybe it does remove wrinkles.
Well, it says it removes wrinkles.
Oh, no, it doesn't. It just says it's helpful in the treatment of wrinkles. You know how it is. They have to be cagey or Beatrice Butterfield would get dragged away from her country place and right into court.
She never comes down to the city then, huh?
Well, the other girls tell me that once in a while she comes snooping around here and fires everybody. But most of the time, she lives up there and lets the money from the reducing courses roll in.
This is very interesting.
Yeah, she lives off the fat of the land.
Yeah. You've been very helpful, Miss Revere. I'll see you later.
Oh, wait a minute. You're going out the wrong door.
No, I'm not.
Well, suit yourself, lady. Gee, the stuff they sell around here. Eyelid oil for glamorous eyelids. Ear oil for kissable ears. And the old oil for everything. I ought to bottle up some and go into business myself. I bet I'd...
Miss Revere.
Oh, yes, Mr. Twindle.
Right this way, if you please. Oh, this is awful.
What's the matter, Mr. Twindle?
Miss Revere, go right into my office.
Well, okay, but I... Oh. It's the lady I was just talking to.
I told you I'd see you later.
Miss Revere, this is no lady. This is Beatrice Butterfield.
Oh, no. They isn't here.
Mr. Twindle.
Oh, I didn't mean it that way, Miss Butterfield. Honest, I didn't.
No. He just meant to say that you weren't a lady. You were a corporation.
Miss Revere, let him get out of it himself.
Well, while he's thinking of an answer, let me apologize for saying the things I said.
How dare you tell a prospective customer that you don't use the night cream yourself?
Well, gee, please don't get mad and fire me, Miss Butterfield. I need this job pretty badly, really, I do.
Now, don't...
Don't try to play on my sympathies just because everybody knows I'm a soft-hearted person.
Well, you can't fire me, Miss Butterfield. I need the money. I'm way behind in my delicatessen bill, and I've got an unemployed boyfriend I'm practically supporting.
Please, please, Miss Revere, don't tell me anymore.
Well, my landlady's threatened to throw me out into the street, and the cleaners won't give me back my dresses until I pay my bill, and I just don't know what I'll do if you fire me.
Oh, you poor, poor child. Mr. Twindle.
Yes, Miss Butterfield.
Take Miss Revere and throw her out. She's breaking my heart.
Follow me, Miss Revere.
And I thought show business was tough. Gosh, what a character. Somebody ought to write a book about it.
Somebody did, but she managed to buy the manuscript before it got published.
Oh.
Miss Revere, you should be ashamed of yourself for the things you said about our lovely products and dear, sweet Miss Butterfield.
Are you kidding me, or are we walking past a hidden microphone?
Yes, it's behind the greenery in the corner.
Mm.
Well, Miss Revere, you will turn in your Beatrice Butterfield T-shirt and exercise shorts and pick up your check from the cashier.
Oh, gee, Mr. Twindle, how can you fire me like this?
I don't find it difficult at all. Oh, dear, it's old Mrs. Chatsworth.
Mr. Twindle, I believe.
Oh, hello, Mrs. Chatsworth. It's so kind of you to come to see us here at Ditmas Butterfield. But what can I do for you? Just anything at all we can do for you, my dear Mrs. Chatsworth. You have merely to name it.
If you'd shut up and let me tell you, you might find out.
Excuse me.
This is my niece, Pamela, better known to her friends as Blimpy. You can see why she's fat.
Oh, Aunt Jane. Please.
What I want to know is whether you will guarantee to reduce her so she can get into a size 16 dress without splitting all the seams. The way she is disgusting.
Oh, Aunt Jane.
Well, Mrs. Chatsworth, we have been very successful in our reducing courses. Very successful indeed. But we cannot guarantee results.
I'll guarantee results, Mrs. Chatsworth.
Mr. Revere.
And who, may I ask, are you?
Well, I'm Maisie Revere, Mrs. Chatsworth, and one of the chief consultants here.
Oh.
If I'm not successful with Pamela, I'll resign from Beatrice Butterfield, Inc.
But we can't guarantee results.
Well, of course we can, Mr. Twindle. Now, don't you worry, Pamela. We'll do it.
Remember, Mr. Twindle, if you don't, there'll be the devil to pay at Beatrice Butterfield.
I know,
well,
I know.
Well, don't worry, Mrs. Chatsworth. We'll pay you.
What?
I mean, we'll get results.
Oh.
And if we don't, you have a perfect right to sue Beatrice Butterfield, Inc. for every jar she owns.
Oh, no, no.
What's more, I'll be one of your witnesses. Pamela, will you be here at 10 tomorrow morning?
I guess so.
Miss Revere, at 10 o'clock is far too early for a girl of Pamela's social standing. Much too common. It'll be 11 o'clock.
10 o'clock.
11 o'clock?
10 o'clock.
I said 11.
9:30.
Very well. 10 o'clock, then. Good day, Miss Revere and Mr. Twindle. Come, oh. Pamela.
I'll see you tomorrow, Pamela.
I'll be here at 9:30.
10 o'clock, I said, and no sooner. Goodbye.
Miss Revere, what have you done to us?
Cute little plot, isn't it?
Oh, now I can't fire you. Oh, that's awful.
Well, don't expect me to break down and cry with you, Mr. Twindle.
Oh, dear, I knew it. Here comes Miss Butterfield.
Miss Revere, I heard every single word you said.
Yeah, but did you hear what I was thinking?
No.
Oh, that's a relief.
Miss Revere, Mrs. Chatsworth is a very big woman around here.
Yeah, she's big around here, too. And her knees is big all over.
I came out to warn you that you'd better please, Mrs. Chatsworth, or my lawyers will start suit against you.
What could they sue me for?
Miss Revere, I have lawyers who not only could work up an ironclad suit against J. Edgar Hoover, but who would personally slap the subpoena on him. They wouldn't have any trouble with you.
One, two, down, around, keep your knees straight, right, left, right, left. Over, under, up, around, and upside down. Well, you can rest now, Pamela.
Thank you.
Oh. Tell me, Pamela, have you always been overweight like this?
No. Just in the last 5 years, I guess, since Aunt Jane took over. Then I started putting on a pound here and a pound there.
Well, a pound here is not so bad, but there it doesn't look so good.
I know, but I can't help it.
Well, we'll get you down if you do the exercises and stick to the diet. And when we're through, you'll be able to wear a white dress without looking like a milk wagon.
I'll try.
What's the reason for the big rush about reducing, Pamela.
Oh, it's one of those things.
Ah, a man.
His name is Henry Prescott.
Oh.
See, we were sort of in love. Well, we liked each other a lot 6 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And then he went away and we wrote to each other. And now he's coming back and Aunt Jane says he'll hate me because I'm... Well, like this.
Well, Pamela, it wouldn't hurt to lose a little weight. When the two of you go up the aisle in the church together, you don't want him to have to walk single file.
I'm afraid that'll never happen.
Well, why is your aunt so anxious for you to catch this Henry? Is he rich?
Oh, sure. But I'll be rich, too, when I come into my money.
When's that?
I don't know. Not for several years, Aunt Jane says. But what's money if you can't enjoy it?
Who says you can't? Well, come on, Pam. Let's do exercise number two.
Oh.
And I'm going to see if I can't pound a little weight off you. You ready?
I guess so.
All right. One, two. Roll around. Three, four. Hit the floor. Five, six. 7, 8. Watch me whack away the weight.
Ouch! Oh, no, stop! Please, oh!
Believe me, this has hurt me almost more than it is you.
Ouch! Oh, please! Help!
Miss Revere, you have been working with Pamela Chatsworth for 1 week. Haven't you?
Yes, Miss Butterfield. Exercises, steam baths, the flesh-reducing roller, and massages.
And what results have you achieved?
Well, the roller's much thinner now.
Exactly. How much weight has she lost?
She's gained 5 pounds.
You realize what this means, Miss Revere?
Well, it means she hasn't lost much weight, but she feels better and looks better.
But who cares if she's healthy?
Oh.
Mrs. Chatsworth wants her to be slender. Why isn't she?
Well, Miss Butterfield, I've been checking on her, and today I found out. When she leaves here, she goes straight to a soda fountain.
Oh.
She has a standing order for a double-double hot fudge marshmallow sundae sprinkled with 2 handfuls of walnuts and 1/2 pint of whipped cream.
Oh, good grief.
It's the only sundae I've ever seen that was served in a soup tureen.
Well, how are you going to handle this?
Well... You have to arrange for me to stay with her at her home in Westchester. I'll watch her all the time.
All right, Miss Revere, but just remember what's going to happen to you if you fail.
Well, you better call your lawyers and tell them to get ready, Miss Butterfield. I have an awful feeling that Pamela Chatsworth just doesn't want to reduce and isn't going to.
Adventures of Maisie, starring Ann Southern, will continue in just a moment.
Gee, this sure is a big place. Must take a 30 minutes to shut all the windows when it rains. Well, that was fast service.
Good afternoon, Miss.
Hello. I'm Maisie Revere from Beatrice Butterfield, Inc. Are you the butler for Mrs. Chatsworth?
Oh, heavens no. I'm the butler for Mrs. Chatsworth, Miss. Come right in.
Oh, well, thanks. Where's your butler?
It's his day off.
Really?
No, I'm just jollying you a bit.
Hey, wait a minute. I know you.
Yes?
You're Archie Green, aren't you? And you used to do an English butler act on the Orpheum Circuit.
Not so loud.
Well, what are you doing here? An FBI agent or something?
No, I'm doing the same thing I did in vaudeville, Maisie. I'm playing an English butler, but on the level.
Oh, I bet it's better pay, too. What happened?
Well, Maisie, when Vaudeville died, I didn't want to die with it. I was the perfect butler on the stage, so I became one in real life.
Yeah. But don't you miss those big laughs she used to get?
Well, I get laughs now. Mrs. Chatsworth thinks I'm a card. A restrained English card, of course.
Oh, yeah. I suppose you give them the old frozen face routine. Dinner is served, madame.
Oh, righto, old girl.
Begging your pardon, Miss Chatsworth, but the second gardener's gone crazy mad. Don't look now, but he's lurking directly behind you with a hatchet over your head.
That's the idea, Maisie, but I'm afraid you haven't got the character quite right. Now, just watch me from time to time.
Well, I guess I'll have the chance. I'm here to take a little weight off of Pamela.
Oh, yes. Well, it's going to be a bit of a problem. She's been putting on weight ever since her mother died and her aunt took over.
Yeah, well tell me something, Archie.
Hmm.
When does Pamela come into her money?
I thought when she was 21, but apparently not. She certainly hasn't got it yet. And she's been 21 for 8 months.
Oh. Where's she now?
Through this door in the breakfast room, having her second breakfast.
Well, from now on, just one breakfast. That's a rule, Archie.
Very good, miss.
I'll go in and see her now. Giddy on.
Pip, pip.
Giddy on.
Let's rip.
Good show.
Tally ho.
Let's go.
Righto.
Oh. Oh, Maisie.
Pamela. Don't you want to reduce?
I don't know. I just can't keep from eating.
Well, now listen, Pamela. I got a new theory on reducing you, and you got to help me. Now, how about it?
What do you want me to do?
Well, you got to give me a couple $100s.
Oh, but I haven't got any money like that. And I'm sure Aunt Jane wouldn't give it to me.
Well, haven't you got anything we could hawk?
Yes. I have a ring my mother gave me. It's worth something. But what costs so much in this new theory of reducing?
The lawyers.
Oh!
One, two, touch your shoe. Three, four, on the floor. Five, six, get up quick. Seven, eight, you're doing great. Nine, ten, once again.
No,
one,
maybe
two.
No. I'm bushed. I'm out of breath. And I'm hungry. I'm starving.
No food between meals.
I'm not asking for a lot. I just want to live. That's all.
Well, wait till you get married. They tell me that's really living.
Have you heard anything from... No.
Wait till I check the door. Oh, Mrs. Chatsworth, I'm so sorry. I had no idea you were right outside the door. Are you hurt?
Oh, my nose. Oh, it'll never be the same.
Well, it wasn't much to start out with. I mean, it wasn't a huge nose or anything.
Miss Revere, I'm sure you mean to be very sympathetic, but you aren't saying very kind things.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Let me wind a bandage around it a few times.
No, thank you. Pamela, are you laughing?
Oh, no, Aunt Jane. I'm not laughing at you.
No, now you see the sweatshirt she's wearing is fuzzy on the inside and it tickles her. I'm trying to get her to laugh a little weight off, too.
Well, why isn't she exercising right now? Come on, get on your feet and get busy, fatso.
Oh, Aunt Jane, don't call me that.
That's what you are. You've got about as much shape as a sack tied in the middle.
Please.
Oh, that's enough, Mrs. Chatsworth. I think one of the reasons she's overweight is that you've been heckling her for years.
Miss Revere, that'll do. Or I'll report you to Miss Butterfield. Now get back to work.
Well, she finds out that...
Oh, wait just a minute. Holy smoke, I did it again.
You mean she's really losing weight now?
Absolutely, Archie. 8 pounds.
Oh.
And she can touch her knees without bending the floor now.
Oh, how does Mrs. Chatsworth like it?
Oh, she looks very happy in a disgusting sort of way.
You've only been here a few days, Maisie, but you know her so well. Oh, excuse me. Somebody just came into the kitchen. I'll be right back.
Oh, Archie.
Yes, Miss Pamela. Anything I can do for you?
Yes, Archie. I want a piece of that cheesecake everybody else had. And could you fix me up a chocolate malted milk?
One or two eggs in it.
Two. And I'd also like a great... Oh! Maisie.
You get out of here right away or I'll personally massage every bit of flesh off your bones.
But I'm dying of hunger. Honestly. I really think I'm... I'm not going to last long.
Well, we'll have to take that chance. Archie?
Yes?
I want that refrigerator locked tonight and everything that's edible inside it.
Very good, miss.
And I'm going to check your room tonight, Pam, and I don't want to catch you cooking anything. And that includes boiling the calories out of your ski boots. Who was that? Sounds like Pam's door opening. Well, we'll see. I knew it. Pam, you go right back into your room and get to bed. No answer, huh? The old sleepwalking gag. What's the matter, Pam? Are you walking in your sleep?
Yes, I am.
Were you headed for the refrigerator, I suppose?
I do not know.
Well, I don't know either. I just guessed because I saw that crowbar in your hand. Now wake up, Pam.
I am asleep.
Oh. Well, gee, I guess I'd better take the flowers out of this vase and pour the water on her head.
Where am I? What happened? What am I doing here?
What are you doing? You're trying to fool me into thinking you were walking in your sleep. Now get back to bed and don't try to sneak out again.
Oh, Maisie, I'm hungry.
Oh, Pammy, you love that guy who's coming here next week, don't you?
Yes.
And remember, I've got very good ears. I can hear a barefoot bellboy's eyelashes brushing against a keyhole three floors below me. And you're about as quiet as an early morning garbage collector.
Well, Pamela, what's your weight tonight?
145,
Angela. Oh, you're still fat. Fat.
Oh, stop it.
Mrs. Chatsworth, if you'd look once in a while, you'd notice the Pamela's a very nice 145 now.
There is a gentleman to see you, Mrs. Chatsworth.
I don't want to see anybody now.
He said he was from the social register, Mrs. Chatsworth.
Well, show him right in.
I already have. Here you are, sir. Here is your victim.
Mrs. Chatsworth?
Yes?
Here's a subpoena for you. Good evening.
A subpoena? Well, what can it be? Archie, I thought you said he was from the social register.
I did, but I just made it up. Wait till you see who is suing you.
Isn't this funny, Maisie?
Yeah, wait till the fuse gets to the dynamite.
Pamela!
Here we go.
Pamela Chatsworth, is this some horrid joke? Are you daring to sue me?
Well, it really was my idea, Mrs. Chatsworth.
What?
I told Pamela I didn't think she'd ever get her weight down until she kicked you out in your ear.
What?
Then I got to wondering why Pamela hadn't come into her inheritance when she was 21.
Pamela, you haven't called lawyers into this, have you?
Yes, Aunt Jane.
Oh.
They don't know how you kept me from getting my money, but they're going to find out.
Gee, Pamela, I hope you don't end up with an aunt who's a jailbird.
Oh, I think it might make very interesting conversation.
Pamela, you can't do this to me. Let's talk this over.
Just tell my lawyers about it.
Well, I had to do it. I didn't have any money of my own. Oh, Pamela, I'm your own flesh and blood.
Yes, Aunt Jane, but you're the one who suggested I get rid of my excess flesh. So I'm going to lop you off.
Oh, no, no, you can't.
You better go up to your room, Aunt Jane. And take this pie with you. I found a person who always eats a lot when she's unhappy. Oh. And I'm afraid you're going to be very unhappy.
Yes, of course. Thank you, Pamela, dear. Thank you.
Well, Pamela, how did that feel?
Oh, darn it. I feel sorry for the larcenous old burglar.
Give me a Mr. Henry Prescott is here to see you, Miss Pamela.
Oh, Maisie! Oh, it's Henry! What am I going to do?
Oh, it's very simple. Have him come in and wallow.
Oh, you talk to him while I brush my hair and sort of fix up.
All right, but hurry up. I might fall for him myself.
I'll only be a second.
Right this way, Miss Reveille.
Thank you, Archie. Did you overhear the conversation at the table?
Well, Madge. The old horse certainly had her fill of humble pie, didn't she?
Yeah, it served her right, too.
Mr. Prescott. Miss Chatsworth will be here in a minute.
Well, thank you.
Meanwhile, Miss Reveille will entertain you with her
soft shoe routine.
Oh, beat it, Archie. Hello, Mr. Prescott.
Hello. I hope I haven't upset things by coming at this hour. It's a little late.
Oh, not at all. Pamela's just waiting for her heart to go down to 150 RPMs.
Oh, fine. That'll give mine a chance to cool off, too. You know, I haven't seen her in years. What's she like?
What kind of a girl do you like?
Well, I like her kind of a girl. Now, you tell me.
Oh, well, you like her. I know that. She's a sweet, wonderful girl, and in top condition, too.
Well, I was sort of wondering about her weight.
Well, she's got lots of personality.
Well, what about her weight?
Oh, and she can cook, too.
Henry. Oh, Henry, it's so good to see you.
Oh, Pam. Why, you look wonderful. But
what? Oh, dear, here it comes.
Well, if you're going to be my girl, you'll have to do something about your weight.
Well,
you're sort of thin, and I like a girl who's pleasantly plump.
Oh, that did it. Hold your arms out, Mr. Prescott.
Well, what for?
I'm fainting right into them now.
In just a moment, we shall return to the adventures of Maisie. Maisie.
Well, that's life for you. Pamela had lost about 12 pounds, and I lost 15 reducing her. I heard that Mrs. Chatsworth started gaining and got so fat she rode on a roller coaster and took all the hills out of it. Beatrice Butterfield Inc. sued me, but the lawyers I got for Pamela sued her right back, and we settled it out of court. In the meantime, I've heard about a wonderful job on a cruise liner that takes trips around the world. I've never been around the world on a boat. I've always walked it. So I think I'll see if I can get the job. Don't be surprised if you see me selling grass skirts in Tahiti, though. That's life, too. Well, come on, Pete. Let's get going.
You've just heard The Adventures of Maisie, starring Ann Southern. Maisie was written by John L. Green. Original music was composed and conducted by Harry Zimmerman. Supporting cast included Elvia Allman, Will Wright, Loreen Tuttle, Sidney Miller, Gigi Pearson, and Peter Leeds. John Heaston speaking.